The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the coolest room in all of Reno. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I am joined this week, as usual, by my good buddy, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What's up?
I got Jamie in the room.
Hello, lady.
How you doing, lady? And there's a room full of interns, but more importantly, we've got JT and Ryan of Verbal Kin.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
JT and Ryan are what make this room the coolest room in all the land.
Oh, fucking
you guys
baby.
Make this the coolest room.
I have been enjoying these men on stage for nearly 20 years in Reno.
Sexually.
In various incarnations and moods.
Sexual chocolate.
And levels of sobriety.
I've been enjoying
and
it sexually.
They have always been some of the top performers in Reno.
That's what she
said. Two fucking like decades.
20 years, yeah. I was just going to say.
And so, kudos, my brothers. Welcome to the show.
Nice to have
you both on. It's been a long time coming.
Thank you.
We had to get good and big enough for you guys to, you know, deign us
no,
with your presence.
No.
But it is good to see you. How you been?
Yeah, been good, man. Just getting on. Right, Ryan has been in the studio all week with, or this past weekend with Cranium's been doing some.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that.
So, yeah.
Has Ryan always been a Cranium guy, or is he new to Cranium?
He's Cranium.
Oh, yeah.
You are Cranium?
Where you been,
Rick? Guitar guy is Cranium.
I have heard so much of your shit, and I didn't know I was in the presence of royalty when I talked to you all.
Guitar guy earlier.
Fuck. I'm calling you guitar guy, exactly. Well, some asshole doesn't know who the
it's
fuck
Ryan
I am.
Ryan fucking Hall.
You ever heard
Rick.
Of Cranium, faggot? That's what you should have said.
So that means freaking.
I'm so sorry.
Your drummer there was pulling double duty this weekend.
Yeah,
he recording and joining us over at Mary Anarchy with a Vague Choir.
Yeah. I saw that.
He recorded. Or it was Friday we set up, and then he went over to play the set, and then the next day came in and
did the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
And yeah, it's got a lot of teeth. This one.
Very cool. Very much looking forward to it.
It hurts.
And now that's still the two of you and Dave, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And Dave Adams. No, uh-huh. great lineup for years now.
Yeah,
Cranium.
We'll be coming up on 20 years next month.
Fuck.
Wow.
Maybe you should play on the podcast.
20 years of jazz fucking metal hardcore destruction.
Yeah, zero lyrics, zero.
If you haven't heard
words.
Cranium, your head's been in a hole. If you live
fuck
in Reno,
fuck words at that point. You know what I mean?
It's good film music. These guys,
Nowhere. It works so good. Yeah. Like I would love to do a whole film with just Cranium music.
Oh yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Easily done.
Yeah.
Next time your next one.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll do the score.
If it fits the movie, you know, it's
you're
like
gonna
you
have
play
to
do the songs.
You're
going
to have
thing.
To wait because they just got picked up. They're doing soundtracks for adult films.
What?
Ooh, yeah.
Listen to Cranium.
Wrong button.
Dude, wrong button.
I'm not going to be the only one with my hand around my dick next time I listen.
That's like
bounce chicka wow wow.
That's like crazy gothic sex or something.
Yeah. like bondage.
Well, it better be good
submission
sex.
Movies. Yeah.
It'd be intense.
Like, crazy, like position. You know how like.
How do we find those?
Suck it. Yeah. Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Rough. They'll suck it again.
Nick.
Oh my God.
Nick's getting a little excited here about this.
Yeah, Cranium and porno. It's like two of my favorite things.
Yeah, no, that's like fried chicken and porn. You know?
Yeah. It's like anything in porn.
Right.
Except your grandma. Your
it's
grandma
like
porn does not go
anything
together.
In bacon,
you know,
is the same
to each
way.
His own.
To each his own.
Oh.
But to kind of awkwardly steer the conversation around, Merry Anarchy, Merry Anarchy, Merry Anarchy.
Yes.
What a great freaking weekend. Thank you, everybody who came out to the show.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Awesome.
Thank you for donating. Thank you for getting raffle tickets and silent auction items and just showing up and hanging out all day. There are a lot of people who showed up in the afternoon and were there a solid 6-8 hours in the audience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot of times we have a, it's a little more revolving door. People pop in for a couple hours. But we had a bunch of people who camped out both days.
Nice.
And all the bands who worked hard.
Like, if you just come to see the band you're into,
cool.
That's rad, dude. Like, show up. And if you can donate, donate. And if you can buy a shirt, even better.
But you should stick around because you'll always find a band you'll like that you've never heard of
That's
before.
That's true.
Musical
like
discovery.
Happy Fang.
This year, the one panty-dropping, jaw-dropping band, Happy Fangs, this threesome sack in the Bay Area. Oh, just, wow. Pure rock and roll sex. We
Intensity,
were all speechless.
Kind of artsy, but...
theatrical, solid, black like, and white.
Good songs
but...
were good.
So when a band like that is on, who finds them? How'd you get them? Where? How?
It was
a
drummer plays in another band from Sac called I'm Dirty 2, who's played up in Reno at Shays a couple times. And they, I want to say me and Jenny Pez Dispenser.
It was
a
Jenny Connect, yeah. Okay.
And they got a hold of her, or she got a hold of them about Mary Anarchy.
Networking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And Happy Fangs
Thank you,
brought
Jenny.
The house down.
Nice. He rocks so hard because he's not a mortal man.
Yeah. Well, she, but yes.
Yes, she did.
And
she,
then, and yes.
Yeah, the front woman really, like.
Brought it home. Yeah.
The musicians were great, too, but, like, the combo of them was
She's all around,
awesome.
Draping herself on the wall, shaking her finger
the
at the audience, rubbing her belly. I mean, it was intense. It was awesome.
So it was
stuff.
Like Elephant Rifle disturbing?
No, it was like Elephant Rifle. If,
I said rival.
Yeah.
Rifle. I think I said rifle.
If Elephant Rifle.
Elephant Rifle.
Imagine if Brad's belly detached from himself and became a really sexy girl.
Oh my God, like Adam's rib.
Something like
flesh
that.
Of my
yeah.
Flesh, blood
I mean,
of my
but
blood.
That kind of fucking entertainment.
Okay.
It was not disturbing at all.
Biblical.
Very sexy.
Back to the Bible.
Very sexy. Yeah.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
And back to what Nick said, a big thank you to Jenny Pez Dispenser for corralling all the comics and putting in a lot of hard work for us. She couldn't join us on Saturday due to some emergencies, and we hope it's all well in the future here.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did a great job, too. Everybody who worked and showed up. Momo at the door, all the bartenders, Faith and Josh.
Risky on the
Risky.
Raffle and
silent
auction
coordinating all that. Thank you, everybody, for all your hard work. You make it happen. It's one of my favorite things to say about Reno is Merry Anarchy is where we all come together, we get our hands dirty, and we take care of each other and hand somebody a fucking sack of money.
Yeah. Almost $3,000.
Almost right. $3,000 this Good year. Job, Good team. Merry Anarchy. Yes. Well done, Reno. You should pat yourself on the back there. Yeah. What a round of applause.
Yeah. And it's rad because Sunday is the day I hand that person the cash. That's like the best part of Merry Anarchy, too. Like afterwards, it's totally. All, this is for you.
You're Ed McMahon.
She's just all.
Really?
So you guys nominate like a recipient, each one?
Yeah. Like some will happen during the year and I'll read either a Facebook post or I'll hear through the grapevine or somebody close to me will get fucking hurt and I'll know like immediately.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's family first, always with Mary Anarchy and Rhiannon's post about how MS 1 year ago when she got diagnosed, you know, because she was having all these problems. She's like, what's wrong with me? You have MS. And then after that, her post just moved me and... I have a few friends that are going through, but I had to decide, and we picked Rhiannon this year.
Nice.
And
that's part of why we do it twice a year is because
winter ball.
There's
that's what it's there
always
for, is
somebody
for
we know needs a little help.
Yeah.
You know, it's Stabby Unicorn rules, we've done all these events. She's played a bunch of Mary Anarchies, you know.
Oh, no, and they're a team. They're a band that's down for the cause. They're on the team, you know, about helping blow Reno up and make it a great place for people
She's
to live,
in her movie,
you know?
Too. You know, like she did help do some of the score for the movie with Paul.
Yeah.
So it was really cool and just nice to see her, like, she felt the love from all of us, and that was really nice.
Now, and she did, I conveyed it to the audiences on day two, but for anybody that didn't hear me say it, from the deepest bottom of Rhiannon's heart, she passes her love and thanks and appreciation on to each and every one of you who had anything to do with Mary Anarchy. She was really deeply touched and like physically, you know, edge of tears kind of thing. And so thank you all. Mm. Thank you all very much this year.
Yeah, it was a great year, and we'll see you in December.
Super good, feel good vibe. People stuck around till 2 a.m. both nights. Good sized crowds.
It was so much fun.
Both bands played like 3 fucking encores, which on Friday really started to annoy me. About 1:30, I really just wanted to go lay down in the quiet, dark place.
He's stomping back and forth like the dad in A Christmas Story.
Sit, kitty, sit, fucking cat.
And I was no help. I just kept running up going, oh, no, now play this one.
You were leading the charge on this all one. Of them.
Don't
you
stop
were
now.
You were who I was mad at, not the band.
I love them. I want it to go on forever. And like, I
thank God
you
showed up too, because the PA was acting up at that point. It got blown out.
Oh, it's something. Yeah. And there was a button, and I pushed the button, and everything got better. It was like, holy shit. Who would have known?
I think
blame it on the button.
Sham just blew it out because they rocked so hard.
Yeah.
Sham also, Stacey, Hudson, and Milan also had a fantastic set.
Was great.
That was
great. Everybody was
Dude,
here. Dude,
weird little drums. I'd never seen that before. With
that rolling,
and it's
kit.
All like phasery. It's all.
They're now the American Flats, though. So we have to call them Flats.
Oh yeah,
with their proper name.
That was their
American
last
Flats.
Show as Sham. They're now the American Flats. Speaking of last shows, Spike Jackson and Nick had their last show under that name.
We're gonna be One Ton Dooley, I guess.
One Ton Dooley.
That's a Spike name.
Nice.
Okay, Spike.
Nice.
Sure, Spike.
I just play the drums. No politics for me, buddy. I'll show up and play.
One
Ton Dooley.
It's going to be good. No, it was a great Mary Anarchy.
And the tides changed to Corner Shop.
Corner Store.
Corner
all Store.
Right. Candy Shop.
Time to change your name.
But it's like
guys.
All
store.
Different
it's
people,
cool
right? Except for Oliver.
No, there's the same guys. It's the same three dudes.
Oliver has 4 guys who are the other part of his 3-piece band, and he switches out the 2 drummers.
Mostly
and bass
it's
players.
The bass player. I haven't seen 2 drummers.
I gotta go with Oliver and have him draw me a picture so that I'll understand.
A diagram,
there's a graph
a family tree.
About that band. Yeah.
Yeah, I need that.
But so much love, Reno. Thank you so much.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Great weekend.
And now that we're talking about all these great vibes and people making things happen, let's have a little word from our sponsors.
What a great idea.
Huh?
Yes, we love you.
You got that all queued up, right?
Reno
right,
Carson
ready
Messenger.
To just go on the, my
boss, Jono's in the desert right now,
like right
doing
here.
Some DJing.
I'll tell you what. If you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
RenoCarson.com.
Nice.
Don't step on Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
Yes, it's
no,
always
it's okay.
You have a job
if you say
on
nice,
the radio.
I do.
If you say something stupid, no. Oh, but right. If you say something nice, like nice,
yeah, I was trying
that's
to say
fine.
Good job. Jeez. I'll just go. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it.
Thank you.
Music.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Band, guys.
I
Verbal Kids.
Verbal Kids.
There's a band in here.
The alter ego of Kaiser Soze.
Yes. All right.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you're the Cranium guy.
That sounds so familiar.
This is going to fuck with me all night. I looked at him and I was all, do you always hold your guitar like that? What an amateur.
How dare you.
I know.
So great.
What
well,
a fag.
We haven't played live in a long time. So.
I'm from a little band that you might
how
know,
would you know
called Cranium. And I've never actually seen you guys, but when Tom Gordon came over, he always brought your music as because we did 3 hour shows with Tom and he talked about the history of Reno music and you were always a big part of that.
Oh, cool.
And so that was the first place. And when I'm mixing the show, I hear everything 15 times. And
plus,
so,
I think we played him on the Nowhere,
the Nowhere Nevada
guys,
show. You got played, and
you guys would probably both enjoy. We have 2 Tom Gordon shows that were so long they had to be broken up into 2 episodes.
So it's 4 Tom Gordon
it was actually
shows.
A year ago, Memorial Day Meltdown, so which is coming up next week.
Oh, yeah.
That was a year ago. 2 years ago, right?
Memorial Day Meltdown was like
3 years ago.
Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah. Time, yeah. Time just blends.
Most people don't recognize Cranium's faces because they wear the anonymous masks when they play.
Right.
Faceless
it's like
band.
They rock so hard.
Since there's no front, man, we just hide our faces.
Everybody just kind of looks at your instruments.
Yeah, we're not paying. We don't care about right. you.
Look
we're
at
watching
your hands.
That's all good with me.
Well, when he came upstairs, I was checking out his instrument, and I still didn't recognize him.
As a fan for 20 years, but only a guitar player for the last three. No, I mean, I watch your fucking fingers, man. You're magic.
Thank you.
And Dave, too. And Asa before him. Some monumental local musicians.
Yeah. Those guys are some of my favorites.
Absolutely. So let's should we have a little music?
Yeah, let's get some verbal kin in here.
You
want to
play a little song for us?
Sure.
And then we'll talk to them about their music.
Yeah.
good
you
idea.
You haven't been playing. You haven't played live much lately. You got any plans for that?
Yeah, I think so. Especially after hearing what we did in the studio, it's like we got to get out there more and.
Cool. Yeah, bring it to the peoples.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even sure what venues will have us at this point. They've changed over. I mean, there's always Jubs.
Right.
Which they've always been great to us.
Yeah.
Oh, we can always talk, you know, and there's always Shays.
There's, yeah. So, actually, I was there the other night and Spencer was talking about their 24-year anniversary coming up.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, guys, come on and play.
That's going to be a party.
That'd be rad.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely would like to do that.
Shit, I want to get in on that. I'll open.
Shays is fun, dude. Shays is fun.
Yeah, that was the night I ran into you there.
Yeah. I was a little three sheets to the wind that night, sir. I thought about the next day. I'm all fucking Ryan Hall was there, and I was super drunk.
What did I say? Did I say stupid things?
I probably acted like an ass.
Oh, no.
At least you knew his name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. He's one of my heroes.
Sure.
He even tunes cool.
Yes.
Now you're all ass kissing.
I might slip out if these are brand new strings I just put on just for this show.
Oh, that's always good right before recording.
Just for you guys.
But we won't stop and edit it at all. So.
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
All right.
You got that.
Yeah, it might be wildly out of tune by the end of it.
Sweet. Rock so hard.
Dissonance.
Life to be back, even though said you would sin. It's what they always say. And pick yourself up, brush the dirt from last night off. See you on your next stay. Broken me, tears me right in front of you, and you act like you don't know. To try again, but you say you got to stop this shit and go away. Just go away and just go away out of the sun. Pray. Don't mean to sit waiting for the lies to drop, cause they're always the same. Remember the last time you actually showed up and you didn't even know your name. Broken beat sees me right in front of you and you act like you don't know. Wondering if we'll get the chance to try again, but you'll say you've got to stop this and go away. Just go away and just go away out of the sun. We'll be right back. front of you, and you, you like to like, you don't know. I'm wondering if we'll get the chance to try again, but you, you say you got to stop this and go away. Just go away. And just go away out of the sun. Broken seriously right in front of you, and you like to like, you don't know. Wondering if we'll get the chance to try again, but you say you got to stop this and go away. Just go away. And just go away. Out of the sun.
Shit.
That's a nice summer afternoon, kicking your feet up with a little cannabis on a porch somewhere.
Yeah. That's kind of it was kind of dissonant chords. Was it going out of tune, or was it like just kind of dissonant?
Maybe a little bit of both. A little bit, but it's kind of like this drone
right?
that I have going, sort of wavers with the other strings sometimes. So it has kind of like a chorus effect.
It made me think like it's surprising that one of you is white. You know.
Which one? Wait, which one?
I know, only. Which one?
Only.
Hey, man, it's all right that I'm Irish.
I feel like that song is something you put on and like kind of smooth talk a girl into getting down with you.
Chicks.
Yeah.
I thought it would get me laid, but that hasn't worked.
I was going to say, chicks don't dig us.
No.
I was going to say, it works for George Clinton. Why doesn't it work for you?
Chicks put out for jokes.
Atomic doll.
Oh, yeah.
That'll work. That'll do it.
Has music ever gotten you laid?
Oh, come on. Honestly, you don't even got right.
You've been playing for goddamn 30 years.
At the pepper mill, huh?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Still waiting.
Are you like... Aren't you like a married guy? Hasn't some chick just snatched you up and stapled you to something?
No.
Stapled you to something?
Wild and untamed young
married man. Married to that guitar.
Ladies available.
Because when I say I've been watching them play for 20 years, they started at like age 4, so they're young strapping lads.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, I want to, if you don't mind, I want to take a little break here and give a phone call to my good buddy in Louisiana right now.
Oh, we're going to do something that has nothing to do with you guys. So just like kick back.
What's this all about, Rory?
I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean,
well, no, it's just it's a time thing. Like, you know, we're on a clock
Louisiana.
Here.
Louisiana.
Yeah,
who are we calling and what for?
We're going to be calling Jefe Saloon's owner, Mr. Mitch Briggs, to... talk to him a little bit about a show that just happened in his neck of the woods with a couple of trio of Reno local boys.
Oh, it is Reno.
Are they part pirate and part vampire?
They might be.
I think I know it's karma.
They might have been pulled over for being terrorists in the past as well.
They're on their tour of terror.
Yes, right this year. This year it's the tour of terror, and they're not getting.
You better
pulled
watch
over.
That. The NSA is listening.
They listen to every podcast.
Here, boys.
Hey, Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good.
It's a nice Monday night out there. What's the weather like in Louisiana these days?
It is actually a beautiful night. It's like 70-something degrees and nice, not too humid.
Nice.
Ask him what libations he's had so far.
What have you been drinking so far this evening?
I've done some Jameson. Bombback, Flamin' Dr. Pepper. A nice
Flamin' Dr. Pepper.
No nice vignettes yet?
Up for all the nice vampire kids.
Yeah, how was that?
That was the sickest fucking show I've seen in a long time.
Nice.
Good job, Vampire. Ding,
ding. Reno representing.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
They were also some respectful young gentlemen as well.
That's true.
They are some of the nicest kids in the world.
And they're adorable.
But put on a sick show. You would not, if I didn't meet him before the show, and I had to meet him after the show, I would never think he would be that respectful.
Yeah, both you and Seth down there got a hold of me the next day, and we're just like, Vampire, it's fuck, man.
Tour's working.
Yeah, it was like 20 songs in 30 minutes. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, hell no, yeah. Totally.
That's their set.
Dude, it's just song, song, song.
And as loud as fuck.
Awesome subject matter.
That's the way
too.
It should have done.
Right. Song, 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 loud as fuck, go, 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 and consume, consume, consume.
And complimentary earplugs.
Oh, yeah? Were they giving out complimentary earplugs? Oh,
that is so forward-thinking.
They're like, we got earplugs at the merch table. Put whatever you want in the tip jar and just take a set if we're too loud.
God bless those kids.
Though, see, they're thinking
they cover their asses.
They
yeah.
rock and they care.
They're the boy.
Great.
The Boy Scouts of the punk rock world.
Fucking A.
They really are. They're like a Swiss Army knife.
Well, good. Good to hear that they're still alive as they're on their homeward stretch here.
Did they get to sleep?
They were alive
there?
When they left me. They were alive when they left me. That's all I know.
Excellent.
They were going to New Orleans, so I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah. They are vampires.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they are vampires and pirates. So
they definitely should have gone to the dungeon. If they're, I mean, that's the bar for them in New Orleans,
right? Yeah, I don't know about. I don't know where they're playing.
Probably, oh, I doubt it.
Probably some kid's basement.
Yeah,
possible.
That's what that also makes sense. They sucked all their blood or something.
Something.
But they were cool as shit, and also Karma was fucking cool, man.
Yeah,
like, from Reno.
Nice.
They were awesome too.
Reno's amazing.
Yeah,
and that chick. Way on the guitar.
Hell yeah. Michelle is fucking killer. Killer. One of the best in town.
Yeah, I was like, damn, like any band from Reno, I told you, any band from Reno, I'll book over here.
Hell yeah.
All right, Liver Scars are going, dude.
Yeah, hey, anybody I know that's going to head that way, I'll make sure they hit up you on their way through.
What about Kaiser Soze or Verbal Kin or Cranium? Maybe.
Any Reno band.
Yeah. All right, we're going to hit you up.
There's something in the water here.
Any Reno band. I mean, there's shit. I haven't heard of that Reno band yet.
Well, we'll see.
And I'm used to living. You know, there's a lot of shit bands.
We were in one together, I think.
We were. Our band was shittily awesome, though.
Hey, and I'm still waiting for El Demonia's big West Coast tour. You bring your ass out here with your bass, man.
I would love to. Natasha popped out like three kids, though. I doubt it's going to happen.
How's that?
Recently.
How's that treating?
At the same time?
Natasha's treating? I don't know. Natasha's like, I haven't seen her in so long. Carlton's crazy as ever. Cody Cobain's now driving 18-wheelers.
No shit. Cody played the tambourine and danced and smiled and hugged people, and he was big and burly, and he looked like a woodsman.
Nice.
Cody was rad.
He drove a truck. He
cut trees for a living or something.
Right.
But the fact that he's driving professionally is terrifying. Like,
yeah, no.
I mean, that is something special.
Somebody was asleep at the switch on that test day.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what happens.
Hey, you come out here with your bass, and we'll make a band happen while you're in Reno. How's that sound?
I'm down with a trip to Reno. It's too awesome not to go.
You're damn right.
If your music's that good, I don't see how I can't go.
Two
bands that have played.
Yeah, come next, Mariana.
I mean, and you can gamble and shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. But that's not even the fun part, dude. There's way more fun shit to do than gamble in Reno.
Well, I figured if those are the bands, I mean, Carmen, like, shit. And, I mean, like, let me tell you about my pirates. I mean, like, they, first of all, the cheapest merch I've ever seen of any band in the history of bands.
Know
like,
your audience.
Price for the punk rocker.
Yeah.
I'm like, $5 or less. What? I'm like, I'm in bands. I know how much that trucker hat costs. They're making, like, 55 cents on that trucker hat. Right now. And they're like, $5. And then I gave them $6, and they tried to, like, take something else. And I'm like, no, $6. God damn. They were cool kids.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah, but Dave's a big baby face. He looks like he's 12 still.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, Hey, Randy, settle down, you.
And then in the button with the bass player puking, tipping his hat.
Yeah, fuck it, hey.
It's that on film, man. Like, I puked, and no one caught it on film. Beautiful.
Oh, we gotta call them next week and talk to them about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're great. I want to make sure they're alive up in New Orleans, because the way they partied in Lafayette, I don't know what's going to happen to them in New Orleans.
Well, I know they made it as far as Austin, so they got to Texas.
They're heading back.
Yeah, they're going to be back in Reno in a couple weeks.
Oh, as long as they need it out of New Orleans, they're going to survive.
All right, Mitch. Well, we got to get going, buddy.
All right, you guys be good.
All right, thank you. Hey, take care. I'll talk to you
soon. Hey, when we're in Lafayette, where is Mitch's bar?
Jefe Saloon. Where are you at?
Jefe Saloon.
Go ahead and...
225 Wall Street. Jefe Saloon, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah, I'll put that in my GPS.
All right, everybody.
Google map.
Thank you, Mitch.
Have the rest of your show.
Take care, buddy.
I understood zero of that address.
You pause it, go back, and listen.
It's Cali Saloon, but it's spelled K-A-I-L-S-T-E-S-L-A-O-O-M. Cali Saloon. Cali Saloon.
Cali Saloon?
It looks like Caliste Saloon, but it's Cali Saloon.
Cali Saloon.
Yep.
Okay.
I understood it. I lived there. And yeah, it wasn't just Louisiana accent. He was shit-faced.
I thought that was
his
Louisiana
mom's
accent.
A college professor. He knows how to speak the Queen's American English. The president's English. we have to call Vampires next week and talk about Pat puking into his hat and shitting on
yeah,
film.
Yeah, we gotta get that.
All right.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was talking about that sticker they have. But that
oh, it could be.
I didn't know that was Pat on that. I thought that was one of their buddies. But they could also be talking about an additional puking event in
Louisiana. No, he said something on. He was talking about videoing something. I think somebody was videoed.
But that
puking.
Might have been his drunkenness, thinking that video was a picture.
A picture was a video.
Video.
You know when you did that on video. Possible. I don't. So we don't know what's going on. We have to investigate.
Yeah, Mitch is awesome. We were in a band together.
What's your band called, Rory?
El Domania. I played the hand drums in
this
band.
What does El Domania mean?
I have no idea.
The Domania.
They let me play drums in the band.
That's dope.
Cheyenne played electric kazoo, and Mitch was our bass player.
Rad.
It sounds artsy.
It was very artsy, very stream of consciousness. I'm not entirely sure if we actually had set songs.
Or that even
happened.
Improvisational. Group.
Yeah,
you're in the band that you don't know.
I was the drummer.
Okay.
In the band, and I didn't really know that there were a couple songs I had specific, it's that beat. But, you know.
Like Ringo, you just watched the guy's asses and tried to do what you could?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it was my first band. Right. Knock it.
No, I'm just. I don't
know. What was your second band?
Princess Bombs.
That is so rad.
That's a good one.
And then Lighter Thief.
Okay.
And who knows? I might be auditioning for another band here soon.
Nice.
So
that's more, how you do more it. On that later.
Lighter Go hit thief. Some open mics and then you just
bam. See if I might meet some people, kid, huh?
Yep. But do it for like 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you get your band.
Play as long as Grateful Ted does and then start a band.
I would love to see a Grateful Ted band.
Would that
be great?
That would be so cool.
That's so funny.
My little Ted wagon.
Prop him up a little bit. And, you know, poor Ted. Be great.
We love Ted. He tries so hard.
He's a lifer, dude.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen Ted play, come on down to the Jub Jubs open mic night. Every Monday night this past week on the 18th, we had a brand new debut of Spike McGuire as his job as host for the first time.
Who does our... A spot for the Reno Carson Messenger.
That exactly. Yeah, that's Spike. Spike's one of our new hosts. So we had a great show on Monday. So please come check us out next week where I'll be hosting again since I had my tooth pulled last time.
Yeah, this coming Monday.
But this,
if you're listening to this podcast.
This coming Monday is me again. Last week was Spike, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Good job. All right, Verbal Kent, you've been here on the show for half of the show now, and let's talk about you.
Which
came first, Verbal Kent or Kaiser Soze?
That's important.
The egg came before the chicken, I think. I'm not sure. No.
Which one's the chicken?
Kaiser Soze came before Flip King. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're both in both bands, and we've been doing quite a bit more stuff as Verbal Kent, but we've gearing up for a big Kaiser recording here in June again.
And Kaiser's playing, you've played a couple shows, right?
You guys released an album last year, right?
We released one the year before last. Okay. Well, it's kind of been not to really, I don't want to put that much emphasis on this, but the band's been kind of in a hiatus because I got...
Right. Well, yeah, I heard you started flaking on shows and started telling them to fuck off.
Way to go.
I kind of got
not showing up.
I kind of got upset with this truck.
Yeah, the truck.
We had a little fight.
And the truck was mad at you too.
I lost the fight. Yeah. So
good to see you walking around.
Yeah,
really.
I'm just recovering from the fight, and then so
fuck
we're
that
getting,
truck.
But yeah, don't fight trucks. We've been
you will lose.
Getting back on our thing and writing a lot of stuff. So like I said, in about a month's time, we're going into Tom Gordon studio to lay some tracks down because we got a tour booked in Europe in September that we're gearing up for.
Rad.
So yeah, we're getting back on our feet and getting ready
literally
for the summer.
And remember, next time you fight a truck, have a little better timing and you can be the Mary Anarchy beneficiary.
Hey, you missed the boat.
Yeah, no shit. No.
That's great.
You can still do that.
Nah, but
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
You got this.
No, but I know it was a little touch and go there for at the beginning, you know?
Yeah,
it was a little scary.
I was scared.
And a lot of us were lighting candles.
No, it was a trip, but I mean, just this, I think everyone here in Reno knows and has these like pockets of like friends and like the community around here and my family and my friends and just like, you know, the band and everyone is just like
pulled together,
beyond supportive. So I'm just thankful.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better.
We're all
you know
thankful
what I mean?
To you, bro.
I walked up the stairs without Jamie carrying me. So
I was ready to do it though. I would have piggybacked you, JP, any day.
I didn't know about this. So when you said you were having a problem getting upstairs, I thought you were just lazy.
Oh. What's that too?
Jeez, that Rick. Too.
Okay.
Now you've offended
it's because
of
his
both
Irish
of
heritage. It's damn lazy Irish.
But how many times have you guys gone to Europe?
We've only gone over once. We were supposed to go last year.
Oh, right.
And then,
that happened.
I fought the truck right before we were supposed to go.
Fuck
but,
that truck. God damn it. It's ruining
and
my
And then me and
show.
Ryan, also as Verbal Kent, we're planning a trip to go to Asia again.
Nice.
This winter. So
where in Asia?
We're kind of deciding definitely Thailand. he's got family that lives over there. And we've got a bunch of great friends that live. He's a but
I have a girlfriend who has family in Thailand.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's what that wasn't anything.
You feel like it's a cool place. Not creepy.
I'm planning on going in the
Thailand
next couple
guy.
Years.
To, oh
yeah, go
What's
meet
up?
Her
go
family
with us in,
and shit.
Go with I'm, us in late November
this year.
This year?
Nah, I'm going to the Dominican Republic in February. So I got to save my pennies for that one.
I feel you. But yeah, no, I think we're gonna try to do Vietnam possibly this year. I'm trying to talk him into going back to Japan because I really want to go to Japan again.
Back to Japan.
Yeah.
He gives a worldwide.
Worldwide known musician.
You're going
internationally.
Places.
We're not worthy.
Internationally unrecognized musicians.
Yes. Exactly.
You're going places where we can't even call a drunk bartender. I don't understand what they're saying.
Not That's yet.
Good. Have you ever actually met a Vietnamese guy named Charlie?
That still might be good. Might be good radio, though.
Yeah, just like no, I think that's out. Like German guys named Adolf, it just doesn't happen anymore.
Right,
something.
And only Michael Jordan gets to wear the mustache.
Right, it's amazing how one guy can ruin a whole facial hair thing forever.
Because it's so creepy when Michael Jordan does it too. Frankly,
Charlie Chaplin just made the window on that. Right,
well, because it was simultaneously.
Like, yeah,
they were, I mean, he made the the Great Dictator.
Yeah, and then
movie.
He made a movie
fun
about
Gray.
Being him, so it's all kind of okay.
That's probably
that
why he sported the stash because he was in filming.
That was that mustache's. You know, piece de resistance, like his,
and he had to keep it
magnum opus.
He had to keep the mustache for like 3 years because back then they had to make movies with rocks and steam.
Yes,
uh huh,
exactly.
Well,
how
and they
worked.
Shaved with rocks.
Yes, yeah,
yes.
And like foam from the lake.
And every time you peed, you had to dig a hole. It was hard.
That no, you true. Just made somebody like you lay on the ground.
Right.
Open your mouth.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa, Rory.
Whoa.
That's disgusting.
Oh, sorry. Whoa. What happens at Burning Man stays at Burning
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's a kitty sit. Oh. It's a kitty sit on my face.
Did they pee on you, Rick?
I wish. No.
Oh.
I would
we
never
had Johnny
do that.
Thunderpiss last week on yeah. the show talking about peeing. What? Let's yeah. let's make a no pee.
Action? No
oh,
pee.
God, Riku.
Mm-hmm. Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Molten gold, yes. It'll
molten.
Kill you.
Oh, man.
Hot gold.
Never have a golden shower, right. honey. It'll kill you.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my yes. butt.
How about we get to another song here?
Yeah.
Please
save
wash
us
please
from this filth.
Out of my mind.
To be cleansed with
you. You brought it up, faggot.
I know.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Hey, Bruce.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
I wasn't going to do it, but you called for it.
Hey, if they can't noodle, you can't do whatever that is, Rick.
He's not, oh, no. I'm just trying to be part of the band.
Three sets. I'm down. You want to do a Kaiser song? No. Sure.
Oh, you guys could do anything.
Do anything they want. Right. Anywhere yeah, they want.
They write the songs.
Oh, sure.
Can you do I write the songs?
I want you to hold my hair. The best hair. The motherfucking best hair I care.
The sounds of musical history, as told by JT.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, 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 and oh, 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 Said you're at the festival, the biggest dance hall show we're going to witness. Yes, history. And I said you swing gun push action, but we'll be making love all day. All day. And you gon' pull it round. Guess what the matching sound the back in your oar. Waiting for the season with the long day sun. So it proves that we're prepared for everyone. When the heat comes, we break for water. Till the boom begins to glow. Then we go out to the next morning rays. When the sun begins to show. It gets up. Ba-ba-da-do-ge-dot. Ba-ba-da-do-ge-dot-ba-do-do-ga. Da-da-do-do-ga. And stone up for re. And I
messages that the fans need for. But the biggest dance hall, so we're going to witness as history. They said just bring on boots and show, but we'll be making love all day. All day. If you gon' pull it round, guess what the mats and sound the back in your own. Waiting for the season with long day sun. So it means that we'll provide for everyone. And when the heat comes, we break for water. Then we go out to the next morning rays when the sun begins to show.
We have to like record you playing because I mean, holy shit, dude! This is like you normal.
Is that what you were thinking Jesus. About in there?
Exactly what I said.
What the
I
was hell? Like, oh,
he only does heavy drugs.
I'm in here like dancing and grooving and like, sending a message thinking on like, Facebook. And shaking
you
my
give
butt.
This boy meth, there'd be smoke coming off that guitar.
Whoa. Oh, well, oh, dude, I see like, what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah. No,
the
I'm,
guitar would
yeah,
melt I mean, under exactly. the speed of his hand.
Like exactly, yeah. Which you know what that means.
We've seen Ryan Hall so much. And his guitar playing is always impressive, but I've never heard him sing before. Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Your voice is awesome, dude.
Well, thanks. Thank
you should
you,
sing
man.
More. I've never yeah, heard I'm, it in all I'm, these years I've known you. That's the first time I've heard you sing.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to do more of it with Kaiser especially.
Dude,
good.
Harmonies
you should.
Are,
you should.
Oh, so yeah. sweet. So good.
Thanks, guys.
It rounds out the sound. And, you know, you've got, you know, better than a face for radio. You actually have a pretty face and a nice voice.
Oh, yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
Stroke Ryan night. What's happening? Oh, how you feeling, Ryan? Well, you no, feeling good?
Cause Ryan,
if only you were a girl. Geez.
Ryan is the...
All right. That was the next question, but now
he's
we got that covered.
From this podcast.
GT is yeah. Batman, but Ryan is Alfred. He's not... I mean, really, he gets shit on more than Robin does. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, you're just yeah. kind of in the background making it all happen. Where JT could sing and like clap his hands and be cool without you, but not as good as with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's totally
peanut butter like and jelly. Without this, the other, you don't have a sandwich.
The superhero metaphor was really good too, because they're like at that level. You know,
yeah.
they're so fucking good.
Right. Batman
and
Alfred.
They do it. Like, every night they're in the city of Reno streets or they're across
I can see
the world
they're
doing
they're standing
it.
On top of like a parking garage with they're a guitar and a top. Microphone in hand. Where should we play tonight? Follow me.
The big V and
that'd
a K
good,
in the
that'd
sky.
Be like a,
right.
yeah. That'd be a good little animated series.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
The Wandering Duo. Like,
oh,
trying to find
of,
gigs.
Speaking of animation, JT, you did the soundtrack for Space Fish. That
oh yeah, we
Gaetano.
Did. Yeah, we did some stuff for Guy's thing that he was doing. That was
yeah.
pretty cool.
Everybody, look it up on YouTube.
I'm
cool. Space Fish. Space it's a fucking fish. Awesome animation. And JT did the music for that. Mm. It's a
did
it's
some
like,
of the vocals yeah. on one of the tunes. Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Right on,
that was
man.
Fun.
Well, after I watched it, I saw your name, and I'm like, oh, rad, dude.
Well, yeah. that's a like, art, local
artist loft thing.
Thing.
We're all in the artist lofts together, but
yeah. nice.
I was really impressed, and I thought nice. Gaetano's cartoon was really great.
Yeah, it was cool
and psychedelic and crazy. Like if you could. You got to watch it, Jamie. You would just dig it the most. But look up Space
Fish.
I'd
only sort of dig it, but you'd
I'm gonna
really
go home
dig
it. Yeah, you, Rory, you're not going to get it. But
you're not as psychedelic as she is.
I'm a hippie. I'm a dirty
yeah.
hippie.
I am on the inside. Yeah, and no, I'm not a dirty hippie.
I'm totally a dirty hippie.
But you're
hippie.
Funny. You still like it a lot.
If you knew where
it's
I was
Space
all weekend,
Fish. It's fucking
totally
rad, dude.
Dirty
oh, leaf, flower, bark, bark,
Yay.
Great spirit.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
You said that last
Those woodsy
time,
girls
too,
usually
too.
Are. Okay. All right, it's time, Rick. Play me the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests a couple of uncomfortable questions and then judge them and ridicule them in front of their faces. Are you ready to play, sirs?
No.
Yes.
Good. That's the right answer. JT, what's the first album you ever bought with your own money?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that. The first, because I acquired a couple of things that were given to me from family members. Or that I stole from my sister.
Where'd you save up for and get?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think the first record might have been the Fat Boys.
Yeah,
that was my first one. Yeah, that type of shit.
Oh, I don't feel so bad about my Duran Duran and Wham choices.
Yeah. I still have both of those records from my sister's collection.
Oh, God, I love those.
Ryan, how about yourself? First album you bought with your money?
Probably Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind, or Van Halen, Fair Warning. Like what? Like yeah,
something around that. Well, also both good entries there. It's like I don't know who did better.
Well,
okay.
And then he's like phenomenal guitar player. Of course, those are his first records.
Did you hear my beatboxing?
Yeah.
Any phenomenal beatboxer, Fat Boys is the first record.
You're better
buy.
Than Nick.
Yeah, I mean, it makes
and
sense
I'm
on both ends.
I'm surprised only
it
one
totally
of you isn't white.
That those are your first.
Are you making that beautiful music with your mouth?
That's what she said.
Oh, my goodness.
Sexually.
So... You guys are men of the world, right? Right, right. All right. You touch yourself on occasion, I'm sure. What's your favorite keywords to search when you're looking for inspiration on the internet?
Keywords for what?
You mean, okay, pornography.
Like
big
porn.
Ass or white girls or
redheads.
Big ass white girls.
Anal
or
black guys.
I want to hear Ryan's answer.
All right, Ryan first. All right. Ryan first.
Three-way.
Do you guys not?
Bang,
does dust come out when you
big
touch
fat
it?
Ass?
Don't. Yeah. What's your
does dust come out?
Clown porn.
Yeah. What are you into? Midgets.
Bukkake. I learned what that was on
okay.
the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's listen to him. Dude,
what am I looking for when I look
what
for
your
porn?
Keyword? Yeah. What are
yeah,
the keywords?
What's your favorite genre?
What do you search for when you look for internet porn?
Harry Bush.
The random first page stuff is also an acceptable answer.
But, I mean, we won't get
boring.
To know you.
But
what do you like?
Bleached butt.
I'm into that hentai, that anime.
The hentai.
Porn.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Freaky.
Whoa.
Tentacle. Freaky deaky.
That's why we're going to Asia.
Yeah, the fake porn.
All right, JT.
Okay,
where nobody's victimized but your mind.
That's right. This one is kind of an elaborate story. Do we have time for that?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying. Oh
yeah,
let's get to know.
Okay,
you.
So I'm gonna throw. I'm gonna say how I discovered my keyword.
So my friend
who I went to high school with, he hits me up one time and he's like, "Hey man, I'm gonna send you this thing. You got to check it out." I'm like, "Okay." So he sends me this thing, and I look at it, and I didn't look at it, and he hit me back up, and he's like, "Hey, man, did you check out the email I sent you?" And I said, "No," and he's like, check it out, like, take a fucking second and check this out. So I'm like, okay. So I hit it, and it's a porn link, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, I don't have time for this right now. So he hits me back up, like, later that day, and he's all, "Hey, motherfucker, did you check the link out that I sent you?" And I said, "No," and he's all, "Take fucking 5 minutes. And look at the fucking link I sent you. It's a reason. It's not just some porn shit." So I'm like, okay. So I hit this link, and it's this thing, and it's called Dancing Bear. And I'd never seen it before. I don't know what it is. So I
don't know what this
I don't know
is.
That
I'm
is.
Going
Ew.
To I'm going Weird. To explain it to you.
All right. I know a lot of the internet, and this is a corner I'm unaware of.
Here we go. We got some new things for you. So... it shows it's an office party and it's a bunch of ladies and they're all, you know, probably getting off from work and staying a little extra. And then they have like some guys that come in and they have these, you know, they're strippers
So they only have like a little thing over their little over their things.
The thing over their little thing.
Over and then, and you then can they say have cock and balls. You can say penis.
Yeah, yeah, this isn't the radio. You didn't tell us.
They have this bear head. So they're dancing around.
Like half fur, naked no, furries.
It's, yeah, but it's just from the neck up.
Right.
It's just
right.
from the neck up. But the, so the thing is that's kind of fucking crazy. And so this guy dances, you know, they're like, okay, Nick's coming out. And so Nick comes out with the bear head on and he's dancing around.
What's
and then
up,
all,
Jamie?
And then,
woo! Bear head.
And then all of a sudden, Nick's penis comes out.
Oh, I know what you're
and,
talking
and
about.
And this girl's sucking yeah. it. And yeah. then this girl's sucking no. it. And this girl's in this corner and this girl.
I like this story.
And this girl's slapping it on her face. And all woo! Of a, all of a sudden,
I've seen
my
no.
first
oh, no.
girlfriend. From high school.
No oh. shit.
Grabs the dancing cock and slaps it all over her face and no all this shit.
Shit.
So, so then I you know, he asked
I don't
me,
like this story anymore.
No, I'm uncomfortable.
I do. This is awesome.
So I'm like tripping out. I'm like, oh, that's
don't
crazy,
use Nick
right?
in it, stupid so whore. I, yeah, suck that dick.
So I hit, he hit me back up and he's all, well, did you see the video? And I was like, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's like, dude, it, you know, I'm not going to say her
name. It was so-and-so.
It was
yeah.
Juanita. She was
Juanita, if that is your real name.
And you know what I mean? And so I was like, oh, man. So I had her number. We're friends still. And I hit her up, and I was like, hey.
Yo, girl.
I'm gonna,
no,
I'm
good
gonna,
guy.
I was like,
oh,
I was
good
like,
guy.
You know, I was like, I'm going to send you something.
Good guy move, man.
And I told her, I was like, you know.
Did
like,
you ask her if she
yeah,
she
blew
some bear?
I said, do you guys have office parties? And she's all, kinda. Like, the place I used to work at, we had office parties. And I was like,
do you like it in your face?
And I was like, yeah, so check this thing out. And she looks at it, and she's all freaking out and going, oh, my God, why did you send that? Who did you send that to?
Where'd
and
you
I'm
get
like,
that?
I'm like,
no,
yo,
I'm, you're good looking out.
It wasn't me. Robert sent it to me. And, you know, it's.
No, and I know the video.
In XX. So
I like, know the video.
It's not like, you know what I mean? It's like.
You're not going to unpop that
there.
Bubble. Yeah.
I was like, I hope your son in college doesn't get mad at some kid.
So
finds,
now you're
dude,
into bear porn.
I've seen those videos. It's the stripper and it's chick blowjob parties.
So
well,
now.
No, but so is your search field ex girlfriend
porn?
Some
of them porn? Fuck, too. Some of them
dancing
fuck.
Bear.
But chicks
well, no, there's also another name.
I've never watched it, but no. I know some of them fucked.
No, there's also there's another name for it, but there are these parties where you'll have like little auditorium full of like 40, 50 women and five or six hot guys dancing around the room with their dicks out, and the girls are just taking turns encouraging each other.
But are they wearing bear heads?
Not necessarily,
aww,
but like encouraging
heads.
Their friends to
fun.
Suck some dick, yeah. and like I mean, chicks full on like pushing
no,
their girlfriend's
the
head
thing,
down on
the
dick.
Here's the thing that's
crap.
Messed up: is that okay? So. We've uncovered my
yeah.
my hashtag is dancing bear. So now it's now it's the girl sitting there and she's like, oh, I'm getting married and the dancing cock gets in my face. Like
oh, no.
It just
that's
happened.
So shitty. Is that what and it's on
and they get mad at us for going to strip joints.
And it's on
yeah.
every web
the internet
porn site.
Unring that bell, bitch.
Pornhub.
So that's your answer, dancing
if
bear?
If I was marrying her, I'd be like,
bear.
Wow.
I'd be all, dude, answer. My girlfriend yeah. likes to suck cocks. Leave
if
her
I,
alone.
Man,
it's fine.
If I ever do porn and you see it, don't tell me.
I will.
Don't fucking call me and be all, hey,
just wear a bear head and we won't know it's you.
And
guess what I just jerked off to, Rick?
Head.
That wasn't me.
I come over to your house with a projector. And just show it in the backyard against the house.
And invite all your neighbors.
And invite yeah. everyone.
They hit a siren.
They ain't no cop over. Cars. It's just some homo sitting on top going, woo, woo. Little Eddie Murphy
just deny
callback
it.
There. All right, next question.
Yeah, let's get the
good
quiz.
Answer,
that was a long answer. I'm
that
sorry.
Was a good one.
Yeah, yeah, you ate up a lot of quiz time there, but you scored,
you
big,
scored
points,
big points.
Big points.
Everybody, check that dancing bear out tonight.
They're all gonna do it right now.
How often do you masturbate, JT? How often? Do
how
you?
Often do I?
How often
I
do you dance with that bear?
I don't know. It's. It. I guess it goes. I guess it goes up and down.
Yeah,
I hope so. If you're lucky.
I don't know. I don't know.
Rough guess. Rough guess. Daily? Every other?
Once a week? Sometimes, yeah, but...
Does dust come out?
Sometimes dust comes out. Aww. No, no.
When you're in Thailand, you know, does dust come out?
Peanut sauce. No, I don't... I mean, I guess I would say... Yeah.
Yes. Wow. The answer is yes. How many times? Yes.
Ryan, chance to make up some points here.
4 times a week.
And there you go.
I'm on a strict regimen.
No, it's
that's healthy.
It's a mature, gentleman regime.
It's totally acceptable and normal.
But it's not so much.
But
it's not special.
You're not like 17 doing it 3 times a day anymore.
No. Yeah, but he's watching cartoons when he's doing it.
I do.
That's the creepy part.
I do only use. I do only use organic coconut oils.
Nice.
That's better for you.
Be good to your skin, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't want to get ashy down there.
Let's see. What was your first rock show or first kind of live music show that you went to?
First live music show. I don't know if this was my first one, but I remember telling a friend about this. It was at the Fox Theater in Stockton, because I'm from Stockton. And it was Stevie Wonder, and he had long braids with beads in his hair.
Yeah, I remember that era.
Which kind of fucking freaked me out because all my little black cousins had the long braids beads in their hair. So I was like, what's going on?
Are we related to him?
Well, no, I was like, is he going both ways? I'm not against that, but I was just confused.
And then
the other act was James Brown, and he was screaming so fucking much. And he was just like, and I just didn't like
it. Now, how old were you?
You saw James Brown and Stevie Wonder.
7.
Good
fuck
answer.
You, JT. Good fuck answer. You.
You know what? You know
that is like the coolest answer we've had in
big points.
But it's kind of funny to have like two people like that who I kind of like look up to and musically such a big thing. But like at the time when I was a kid, I was like,
you're like, they're not that good.
Fuck no.
You know what?
All right, one looks weird, one sounds weird.
I'll trade that shit for Captain Kangaroo any day.
Do you have any idea what Stevie album it was that he was pumping for that?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking that must have been like 79, 78. So
fuck. When was
I don't know what he was.
No, that was
when was the music in the Key of Life was hell. Earlier.
That's that was like 74, I think.
Fuck,
that
was earlier. It was when he was wearing the beads in his hair and looking like my cousin.
That's when I remember him, and he was wearing the muumuus.
Rick James
did that later too.
Dude, right. He didn't know what he looked like, so.
He could have been wearing a shower.
That's true, and no one wanted to tell him. No one had the heart to tell him.
I don't even know what color beads is in my hair.
They just draped curtains over him and said, go outside, Stevie.
Stevie, you look like a little girl from Stockton.
It's a tuxedo. It's a new tuxedo, man.
Didn't he just have, like, twins or something?
I think not too long ago, yeah.
I think his wife is half as old as him. Stevie ain't got no problem.
Stevie's still kicking ass and taking names. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I've heard some shit about his most
I bet
recent.
You Stevie's seen Dancing Bear. Oh. I bet you he hasn't. I bet you he hasn't.
Maybe Stevie's been it.
I'll make that bet. I'll bet you.
Maybe Stevie's been it. He's been faking it the whole time. Maybe he's been a dancing bear.
Can you get Brad on porn?
What about you? Rock show.
Oh, well, don't get mad at me, but it was Ted Nugent with Humble Pie.
Wango Tango.
That's pretty awesome.
Humble Pie with Peter Frampton.
That's pretty awesome, man.
He won the round, but that's not bad.
It was before he became a right wing
douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wango Tango,
man. He was a hell of a guitar player.
At least he's not Alice Cooper wearing golfing greens with Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably doing other things with Rush Limbaugh.
Dancing
bears. Boxing cuts.
He's having dancing bear parties.
Hey, dude, Rush throws some good barbecues. I'm sorry. Passing the pills around. Fuck.
All right. All of history, real people only. Who would you start a fist fight with? Who's on the top of your list?
Speaking of Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, my God. A fist fight.
Like, just your standard old 25-year-old behind a bar fist fight.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to think of who I hate.
That's pretty good when you got to think about it. It's no hate. It's all love.
I whooped Dick Cheney's ass.
You got an answer, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I watch too much Democracy Now. I was already ready for that shit.
Did you sit down in the living room? Fuck Obama.
Fuck him too. Well, I wouldn't whoop Obama's ass, but he's kind of a piece of shit.
But still, fuck him too.
What was the thing he said today? He said, we're saying that we're banning the cops from having military equipment. That should have been from the start, jackass.
Right, they shouldn't have gotten, you can't unring a bell.
Like, thanks for helping us out 6 years later, smartass.
Are you kidding me? They've been militarizing him since the beginning of the war on drugs.
I mean, but I'm just saying he's been into a position to where he could have probably done something about it.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of change.
And Guantanamo is going to close any day now.
He's talking about the shit in his pocket.
Any day now, they're going to close Guantanamo. Ryan, did you get an answer there yet?
Oh, man.
You don't want to fight anybody?
What was the question?
Who are you going to fight?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You Buddhist
horrible. You get a zero, two. No, she's correct. She is correct. The back door, entrance or exit?
Speaking of that.
What back door?
Come on, JT.
The back door.
The
man, a booty is a one-way street, my brother.
Where? All right. Where food comes out.
Booty is a one-way street.
Yeah.
Exit.
Exit, exit. Okay. I the way Ryan nodded, though, I think it's, well,
he was pondering.
If we're both drunk enough and she asked
he's
for it.
He's all over the asshole. Clean
enough, she asked for it.
And hey.
Good answer.
I'm not against it.
Good man. Good man. Let's jump over to our rapid fire section.
Oh, shit.
My penis is already brown.
I would like to ask you guys one final unrapid question.
Okay, all right. Figured it out.
Fellas. If you're on a road movie with your celebrity buddy, who would that be in your personal
cross country road trip buddy movie? Who do you take with you? Anyone from history again?
Well, then you just do
it. Frank Zappa. No.
Nice.
Nice.
That's a really good one. Fuck. We never had that either.
As he is today or in his prime?
In his prime.
I want to take both.
Both.
The skeleton
while
of
he's
Frank Zappa.
Well, because it's like it'd be like a trip Weekend at Bernie's, but with Frank Zappa and Frank Zappa. Yeah.
Trying to convince people that this is actually Frank Zappa's skeleton. It really is, you guys.
No, not me. I just had plastic surgery to look like him.
Just get this fucking
actually,
guy out of here.
He worked way too hard. It probably wouldn't be all that much fun, come to think of it.
Yeah.
His bands had to rehearse 8 hours a day.
So we're gonna write a song in the car. We're gonna write an album in the car on this trip.
It was a lot of work, yeah. Hmm.
JT, who's in the car with you? Convertible, Cadillac.
It depends. If I was looking for companionship and excitement,
buddy movie,
I would maybe say the redhead girl from Mad Men. But if I was seen for fun and pictures and Larry David.
Ooh,
that's good. Yeah.
I would punch him in the face and throw him out on the side of the road after half an hour.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
No, Larry David be at the bottom of my list for that.
I love that crazy motherfucker. He's so crazy.
I would get so annoyed so
fast. I would get him so high. Yeah.
Good answer. All right, rapid fire. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis Costello.
Nice.
That is an acceptable
good third answer.
Answer.
Joan Jett or Blondie?
Joan Jett.
Blondie kind of, didn't she Mac on Fab Five Freddy? I give her credit.
Fuck
for that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Rap sure, be pure. let's go with, let's go ska. Let's go with the Specials or Selector?
Specials.
Specials.
Come on. Mm. Specials or Toasters?
Specials.
Right.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But there was hesitation there.
Do we want to get into this right now?
let's switch it up a little bit.
All right, next going.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Have red hair.
Both.
Nice.
Amen.
The double
homophobe
answer,
and a faggot.
Let's go with chocolate or bacon?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Covered bacon.
Nice.
Medicated chocolate covered bacon.
Ooh, yeah.
Puke or diarrhea?
Ooh, shit.
Exactly.
Puke, I guess.
Right?
I've puked too many times.
I puked
those rough
too
nights.
Much.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. All right.
Puke's hard. It sucks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
AIDS or cancer?
Ooh, shit.
It's getting deep.
Cancer.
Okay, can we pause the quiz for 1 second? What's going on in that room?
There? You're interrupting us.
We can hear you. What are you guys doing?
Asking what the noise is all about.
You're interrupting us.
I think we should have the gang bust the door down.
What? Yeah, have them come in here. We got a special surprise treat today.
Do we have special guests in here?
Because it's a very special day.
What day?
It's Mikey's birthday.
Mikey! Welcome to the show, Mikey Haley.
It's Mikey's birthday.
And Sandra.
Penny Zillin. Oh, we have a birthday cake and everything.
Nice.
And Mikey's got a rose.
That's
Mikey,
not a rose.
Are you
drunk? That's a drumstick.
Are you drunk? You want some whiskey? She's getting there.
All right.
Nice. Now she is.
What's up, girls?
Yay,
come over here, babe.
I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Come sit over here.
Mikey's going around the room.
Come sit on my lap.
You're hugging Ryan here. Oh, what a lovely surprise. Nick, you sneaky dog. You knew this was going to happen.
Happy birthday. Say hi to everybody out there.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Come on.
A Mikey nod.
You know that
voice, right? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mikey. Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Fall on the floor.
We were doing the quiz.
We're just
hanging out.
You want to hear some?
We're in rapid fire. Do you want to ask the rapid fire question?
Do
ask him one. Anyone you want.
Ask Mikey if she knows about Dancing Bear. She's like, what is that?
Moving on.
Rapid fire. What's your favorite rapid fire question? Ask him.
When do you punch a midget?
It's awful.
What? Say to Mike.
When do you punch a midget?
When do you punch a midget?
Wait, is this a joke?
Is that a joke?
I think she made this one
when
up.
When he's standing next to your girlfriend and he says her hair smells pretty.
But,
I don't have any rapid fire. I just looked up a couple jokes.
Awesome.
Before you came to
you
be prepared.
That's a good joke.
I just like jokes.
It's your birthday.
I don't want to interrupt.
You're awesome.
You
Mikey.
Already
we
did
love you.
So it's cool. You're
Mikey.
Here.
They say it's your birthday.
Da, na, na, na.
It's fucking my birthday too.
Da, na, na,
no, I'm just fucking around.
It'd be really cool if somebody sang it to somebody and they actually both had the same.
It was their
birthday.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Beat up or arrested?
Do I want to get beat up?
Which would you rather? Beat up or arrested?
You have to do one, so which would it be?
Well, I'm black, so being arrested is kind of part of it. I'll go with the being arrested.
All right.
Thanks, Obama.
You're used to it at this point.
Beat up.
Beat up. It's over quicker.
Circumcised or not?
Not.
Half.
Whoa.
Half?
No, I'm kidding.
It's
no,
a botched job.
I am.
And I would say, is that laterally or?
Yeah, which half?
Oh, Jesus. The top.
Right.
I got to see
just
you after
a little
the show.
Off the top.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Ryan?
Star Wars.
Yeah, you can't say Star Trek after the way JT said
that. And they both said Beatles?
Yeah, I think they both said Beatles,
and you both
right?
said Beatles earlier?
I said Elvis Costello. Elvis.
Oh, you said Elvis
right,
Costello.
That's right.
Well, we'll still do that. So, you're living in a world. You can only have one or the other. Beatles or Star Wars?
Beatles.
Star Wars.
Mm.
Ooh. You guys are so different.
He gets to live in a world where there's Elvis Costello
and
Star
Wars.
Wars.
And you get the Fab Four.
You get Beatles and no Star Wars.
Yeah. And no Veronica.
I like that. Aww. Good. Wrap it up. What do you got for them? What are their scores there, Rory?
Well, frankly,
I don't know we're getting graded on
yeah.
Ryan, you put up a good fight with a solid, 773 points.
It's not
but
bad. That's pretty good.
But JT, that keyword story, 1,422 points. You're the big winner today.
Everybody can't be a dancing bear.
You get the adulation of your peers and a big thumbs up from me.
Congratulations.
Welcome to winning the worst little quiz in the world.
Oh, man. What, do I get something?
Oh, yeah. You get?
I'll
bring
you
in the
show.
Dancing bear.
You get?
Dancing bear.
Yes.
Guys, you get to play another song right now.
Yay. So we all win.
But Ryan can't play because he lost.
Loser.
Right.
So.
Ryan.
Oh, no, wait. Rick, no.
No,
that
actually
doesn't work that way. Now we're fucked.
He's better than JT.
Mikey, you play.
Give me that goddamn guitar.
Do it myself. It's happening.
Really?
Oh.
Is that going to happen?
I thought,
Oh. Like JT playing guitar? That'd be cool. JT busts out a song and Ryan sings it.
The old switcheroo.
You got to learn something just to fuck with people. Open a set like that.
Just kidding.
Three sets. On this one.
I'm down. Are you feeling emo today?
Always feel
every day.
I've been
bro.
In the studio blasting my brains out, man. I want to get mellow here.
Dude, I literally have a heart on my sleeve.
A heart on?
Is that a dick tattoo?
Yeah, it's totally a dick.
It's not a heart. Those are balls.
No round.
I love this song. It's my favorite.
Tuning song.
His tuning your song. Guitar.
It goes on and on. He's totally that guy.
He's gonna get mellow.
Oh, music news. We saw the video of The Edge walking off stage.
Yeah.
Oh my. I mean,
happened.
Like, I'm glad he's not hurt.
He was a good sport.
That's hysterically funny.
Off the edge.
As somebody who's fallen off of stages before, that's really funny.
And you got fucked up, too.
Yeah,
edge.
I got fucked up. The Edge didn't get hurt as bad as
did
me.
He hurt?
I felt
Don Geronimo split his fucking head open.
Oh.
Kelsey Grammer was hilarious.
I was limping for a whole year. And that was just off the Jub stage.
Yep.
Like 2 feet.
And now that you
not
mentioned
even, like eight
it was pretty
inches.
Funny.
I know.
It was pretty
you
funny.
You were tangled. Yeah.
Jimmy Page fell off the stage in Reno.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Good job, Reno.
Were you there for that?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I didn't see it, no.
But I Googled
I was
it.
Aware of that.
He was at the show. He just looked away for a minute.
But yeah, if you haven't watched the footage of The Edge falling off stage, watch it and chuckle heartily because, well, it's funny.
And then play their song Vertigo while you're
is that true?
No.
Oh. It's like, that's the universe being ironic as fuck.
They have a song called Vertigo, so you got to play that song while you're watching that video.
Oh, okay. Like when you play The Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd.
Right,
I believe
right,
they were,
exactly.
I believe they were playing the chorus.
It started
still
together, man.
Yeah. You have to start that song at the right
time.
Time
it right when he's falling. Go. Yeah, do
I'm
it.
Been a little dizzy.
It's like Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, song.
What?
Hello.
Ready?
And what did we begin to see? It's all the things that could become if we gave ourselves the chance to let it all out, just to see what this could be. All a falling leaf with soul circle Fall Street. Here she comes, calling the distant sun. Put your hand in mine, and we can make a spark to guide us through the shadows we find. The dark run like when we're kids in thought that we fly. Well, I still think you have that very deep inside. What did we begin to see? It's all the things this could become if we gave ourselves the
chance to let it all out. But just to see what this could be, he all a falling leaves. With soul circling false dreams. Here she comes, caught the distant sun. Now put your hand in mine and we can make a spark to guide us through the shadows we find in the dark. Run like wind when kids in thought that we fly. Well, I still think you have that very deep inside.
Right, okay, dreamy and light and nice. And I'm watching Ryan's arm the whole time he's playing, and it's just rippling chords of iron.
All downstrokes, man.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful.
You guys gotta stop talking like that.
If you could see their hands right now, Rick, it's weird.
It's like sexy shredding.
It's not weird at all, Jamie. It's totally natural.
Handshake, we're both of them. Hey, mine are in the
hands up, everybody. Okay, good job.
Oh, this one's sticky though.
Ew, it's on my shoe.
Rory. So as you go through you've been healing. You're going through PT at the very least on your own, if not weekly with somebody working with you. Mm-hmm. As that continues, what's in store for Verbal Kent and Kaiser Soze? Do you have any dates lined up for us?
Yeah, Verbal Kent is going to be doing some stuff. Peppermill the end of this month.
Hey, 31st, we
do Thursday or Sunday through Wednesday.
Yeah, no, we've had a number of friends who've been doing some shows over there, from Tony Walker to Tom Plunkett. Yeah,
you know that place.
Kevin
Seconds
played there too.
Yeah, I brought Kevin out to play when we were doing the acoustic series. The Peppermill has been doing a cool thing in the Terrace Lounge, to where they've tried to like key on local musicians and stuff.
But we had our Reno Tahoe Tonight holiday party was there, and had a nice local act.
They sponsor
there.
Our locals only segment on the X station
nice.
Too.
Oh,
nice.
So they're really on board for the
yeah.
locals.
So, yeah, and you do have to give it up when local corporate institutions like that give a shit about
us. They pay really well.
The shows are free,
and they make you feel like they feel.
And I've hosted some benefit shows, fundraisers for art projects, Burning Man stuff, and the Coronas have been there. They're nice folks.
Yeah. They're local.
I mean, they go out amongst the people, as it were, and hang out and go.
That's
cool. They shop at Smith's and Rayleigh's like everybody else.
We've got that, and then we've got a couple of dates. We're going to be doing some Thursdays. I don't know specifically which ones, but over at the Wild River Grill. Pretty much.
I thought you could say Wild Orchid.
Underneath at the Wild Orchid.
That's kind of really, it's an easy show for you, huh?
And if any ladies think Ryan's cute, we will be booking him for some Dancing Bear. We have a little bachelorette party, or,
You know what I'm saying.
Actually, that's more of a...
So we got a couple things coming
up this
summer. And
That's a nice gig, watching you guys outside on the river.
Yeah,
I like it.
That'll
it's
be nice.
It's underneath my couch. So.
Right?
Very not nice. Much of a load-in.
How convenient.
And what about the Soze? Any shows lined up?
Yeah, we got some stuff. I'm trying to think. I know we're doing the Hard Rock on the 27th.
Ooh.
We're doing the Crystal Bay on the 5th of June.
Ooh,
we're
nice.
Doing... trying to work out. I think we might be doing a Steel Pulse show at Cargo. We haven't played Cargo yet.
The new downstairs club is like they dropped a pretty penny on that sound system.
And
the green rooms behind it. It's a nice fucking club to get to be at.
I'm stoked to check it out, hopefully. So
and
that'll work
and I've been in the audience too. It's a great show to see.
Yeah.
It.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So cool.
Yeah,
two or three shows there, and it sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's a smart move pulling it down from the third floor to the first.
Yeah, and it was horrible up there. It was in the buffet.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man. It's the Fitzgeralds, bro. Give me a break. We've been here.
We all remember.
Yeah. Come on now.
All right. Oh, and where's the best place for people to connect with you on the interwebs? Facebook, website, Bandcamp, that kind of shit?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Reverb Nation. We've got free stuff on Sonic, SoundCloud?
SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Is there a KaiserSoze.com or anything like
that? Yeah, KaiserSozeSka.com is our website. And thanks to Shauna and for helping us with that. Local.
Hell yeah.
Web designers.
Helping us out and killing it and helping us out with that. So
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
No, and it's been quite a pleasure having you guys on the show here.
Yeah, thanks for coming, fellas.
Yeah, man, thank you guys. Finally, I'm
right. Finally,
sorry for being such a procrastinator.
Sorry for filling the truck.
I know it's 4 years to get you in, and then you flaked out on me.
It took like 3 years of us seeing each other, going, "Yeah,
we really ought to do this."
Yeah, fuck happen. You, dude. Fuck you. All right. See you later, dude.
Yeah.
It's for Mikey's
you got
birthday.
Any weed? No, fuck you.
Hug, kiss. Love you, mean it.
Love your penis? What'd you say? Yeah.
Well.
That's what I heard.
It's half cut.
We hear third what we want to hear. I know.
The third leg of Verbal Kent. It's almost like a fifth member.
Tripod.
Hi, I have a really small penis. Hey, shut up.
Shut up, Brother Rory.
Who is that guy?
thank you guys for having us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, Nick, what do you got coming up? Anything?
Yeah. All right. Well, I got my brother... My candy shop brother John's getting married this weekend.
Woo!
Yeah. Going up to Tahoe to see that. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. It is actually kind of scary like that.
John and Shannon. That was appropriate, Rick.
Yeah.
But still, I go to support and I love Shannon's a great gal.
She
don't
is.
Don't know what you're doing. But, you know. John's awesome dude, too.
Fix your picker.
I just like his dick.
Fix your picker, Shannon.
No,
I'm kidding.
Are you guys doing the thing right after this?
Open mic?
Yeah.
Oh that open mic with Spike McGuire happened last week. That was a fantastic
Monday.
Show. That was on Monday. But
tonight's with Rory. Or not tonight.
Next week.
In a couple
with
days.
Me. Yeah.
A few days.
Because right now it's Thursday.
Thursday.
It's
throwback Thursday.
But the Liver Scars and the Shames, Mikey, we're doing a show June 5th out in Fallon. At the Daily Grind.
I was just saying, just in Fallon, like on a street
in
corner.
In the middle of Fallon.
The club's called the Daily Grind.
Yeah, no, that's good. They've been
it's a coffee shop. But
nice.
Yeah, they've been supporting local stuff.
They're really great out there, too. They're like, come out, we'll take care of you. And
a couple black
like,
dudes in that shit,
there,
too.
Like,
there are,
hope so.
There
hope
are
so.
People in Fallon who like art. And possibly have dark skin.
Whoa.
Whoa.
At least one.
It's a rare breed.
This Thursday I'm playing, or tonight, today,
tonight.
When
right
this
now.
Comes out, I'm playing with Kevin Seconds tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I have
with
tickets
Lucas
to
Young.
That and no babysitter.
Where's that at?
They're figured
it's
out,
too
Rory.
Late because it's now.
That's at Shay's Tavern.
Nice.
Midtown. 8 o'clock I start. Then Lucas Young's after me, and then Mr. Kevin
Lucas
Seconds.
Is the best.
So please,
that'll
that's
be a fun show.
Come out tonight, folks that are listening on Thursday.
There are still tickets available at the door.
Yep, and we're gonna party for Mikey's birthday all month long for the rest of the night.
Whole month.
Oh,
you,
as soon as the show,
girl.
As soon as the show's over, can I put Mikey's cake in my face?
What?
Yes.
If she's into that,
if
I'm okay with that.
Yes,
what about you, Rick?
Sense.
Who's recording here this weekend?
I think I got nobody. I got nothing. I'm taking the weekend off.
Oh.
I've been taking a lot of weekends off so I can recover from my terrible depression.
Well, right.
Jamie, you got anything happening?
Yeah, actually, I got a new more gig on the radio from Saturday from 10 to midnight. I'm going to be hosting a 2-hour jam band show. It's
nice.
Every Saturday.
That's pretty cool.
This Saturday's the first show. So, yeah, it's called Jam the Man. From 10 to midnight.
Not dirty
with me,
hippies.
Jammy. It's all dirty hippie music. Long ass songs, Fish, Dead,
right.
ALO. New she's, stuff too. It's
going to
be fun.
It's 2 hours, but she's only going to play three songs.
Maybe if I can get to three songs. We're going to see.
Osric Tentacles. Have you ever heard of
them?
Those dudes
down.
Are tight.
No, really. They're great.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Scandinavian jam band with
18
people.
Well, that's my job is to find the new stuff. So it's going to be exciting, and I get to do some digging. And I'm stoked.
Are you live when you do it? Or do you track it?
No, this will be tracked because it's late night. I could do it live if I wanted to.
Well, don't tell Rick.
I want to imagine that it's real.
And he'd want to call into you.
I'm going to shout you out, Rick.
Okay.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Thanks, Riku.
I myself, in addition to going to the fantastic Kevin Second show tonight with Nick and Lucas, tomorrow night I'm also going to participate as the first time as a father in a Pinewood Derby.
My daughter
with the Girl Scouts, we're making a car this week. I have a hacksaw. I have sanding paper. I have a block of wood made by the Boy Scouts that's of the appropriate dimension and materials.
That's very little rascals of you.
We're going to make a little car. And were they going to make a cat, a princess car, a My Little Pony car, or an alligator?
You gotta put some
or a TARDIS or a bed knobs with broomsticks.
Or some kind of weird combination of all of them.
I would like to do some sort of like toilet bed.
Just make sure there's a unicorn horn on the front of it so you can run into stuff.
A narwhal.
You're not supposed to say the N.
Narwhal?
No, you're supposed to say unicorse.
Unicorse?
Like intercourse?
No.
No.
Just like unicorns. I like
keep the N out.
It's kind of like when
don't
you say
the N word.
It's kind of like when you say,
no.
I like blues.
Like library?
I like blues. I like red blues.
Red blues.
Blue. Hey,
not the 50s blues. Like BB King played.
Unicorns.
Unicorns.
Stabby unicorns.
You sound like you're retarded.
You don't know what you're saying right now, JD. Are you okay?
Pretty fucking unicorns.
Wow. What?
But many, many well wishes and felicitations to John and Shannon on Saturday.
Amen. Congratulations.
Good luck.
Yeah,
with that.
Congratulations.
Good luck,
guys.
Shannon.
We love it. Yeah. They don't listen. It's okay. So I guess that we're going to put this to bed. Maybe have you guys play one last song closing words in. So for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Jamie Lynn, and all of the interns, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
We love you.
Finally 21.
Yeah,
you
again.
Can't hear anything I'm saying because you have headphones on, but I love you.
We can hear that.
You.
Thank you.
Mikey wants to hear the Bad Brain song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good choice. Mikey's
birthday.
Nice. That's a friend.
Read a great article about the homophobic thing that's chased around Bad Brain since back in the day. And somebody in the band, I forget who, had a great quote where he was like, look, I was 22. I had been raised in a lifestyle. I wasn't enlightened. I mean, you know, that's a man owning up to being stupid as a boy.
No, for
and that's
sure.
Fucking cool.
And people change and people grow. And I think
culture and society was different.
I think
in
a lot of that is like in West Indian / Jamaican culture.
It's huge. It's very
kind
taboo.
Of like a it's like a shunned thing. But I mean, this is 2015, so now there's a lot of
and
artists.
They live in America.
There's a lot of artists that are gay that make that music. So I mean, people have to be accepting of that. So.
Yeah. No, dude. But it was a good, you know, statement owning what happened, but at the same time saying
he was like I was
fuck 19. Off. I was 18.
I was a kid. I was a dipshit, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Man, on that editing the subtitles thing, he's got a song called "Butt Fucking Queers Blowing My Trip." and he was like, and he looked at me and he said, "That is such a stupid song. Can we leave it off?" And I'm like, "I really like it, and I think we should keep it."
That's Rick's favorite.
I want to play that song on my show.
Yeah, I'm going to play that song and bang my boyfriend. So, thank you.
On that note,
wow. All right, so.
Why'd you have to go, little girl, and leave me alone, alone, alone? I got nowhere to go, little girl. I'm here all alone, alone, alone. So if I see you hanging around a little show, well, don't come up on my door, 'cause I said, well, I think I might die. And I loved you, you, you. This is true. And I loved you, you. And this is true. I can't take this shit no more. I'm about to die, to die, to die. So if I see a little girl, well, I said, no, don't, 'cause I'll cry. Hey, baby, I need ya. So don't go, girl. No, 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 no. And I loved you, you. This is true. And I loved you, you, you. This is true. Oh, why'd you have to go? Oh, oh. And I'm on my knees, baby. Oh, why'd you have to go? Oh, oh. I got nobody to depend on. Then why'd you have to go? Oh, oh, and now I'm left with the chairs in the room and the doors. Now why'd you have to go? And I loved you, you, and this is true. And I loved you, 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 this is true.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what it means, Mama, but it's such a lovely word, spunk.
Dog War Studios.
Oh, yeah, you did say spunk, all right.
I'm a mom.